About 2 years ago, Pastor Donnie came to me and he said, "Hey, I've talked to some men in my pastor's group that he meets with," and he said, "There's this thing called Vita, and one of the pastors really supported Vita, which is a pro-life medical clinic, basically." That's in my words. There's more beautiful words that'll be used by somebody a little later. But Donnie would push me. Pastor Donnie said, "I think this is something we should look at. And so I took a look and I said, "Oh my goodness, this is what we're supposed to do. This is what we're supposed to support." I pop off every 4 years at election time about who I'm voting for and why. And the issue that's going to be addressed today is the reason why I vote the way I do. I've come to learn there's many other reasons, but this is a primary one. And I am just honored. Well, our speaker came and she spoke to us about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And she spoke reason to us and she spoke life to us. And the church responded beautifully. And so we need to have her back so we don't forget what God is at work doing. We said that the window is open for a time. We don't know how long the window's open, but we make hay while we can, and that's exactly what we're looking to do today. So if you would clap your hands for Ann Tretniak as she comes and shares God's word with us.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for welcoming me back. It's just such a pleasure to be with you all again. And for those of you who didn't hear me speak the first time that I had the pleasure of being with you, what's that? Praise the Lord, yes. For those of you who didn't hear me speak the first time, I just wanted to give a brief overview about Vita. For a woman facing an unexpected pregnancy, the angst is real and the challenges may seem insurmountable to her. But we can't legislate these difficulties away. We must meet those men and women where they are in their journey, and we got to wrap them with love, as the church can do so well, and empower them with information about how uniquely equipped they are to parent or to heroically choose parents, and that's adoption, for their unborn child. If an unexpectedly pregnant woman feels loved, feels supported, feels respected, she's going to stretch her capacity, truly stretch her capacity to love and cherish that preborn person, her baby. And there's no one who knows her baby better than her, right? And that's why our work at Vita is so important. Vita is so proud to partner with Living Hope Church and so many other churches from the Green Bay area. In fact, we now have churches who are partnering with us all the way from Fond du Lac to Green Bay, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yes. Vita is not a political organization, and the work we do is not controversial. And that leads me back to a conversation I had right before we started this morning. The controversy is about abortion. But there's a sentiment that really rises above the controversy, again, which is the act of abortion. And the sentiment that rises above the controversy is compassion. Compassion for a woman who is facing that unexpected pregnancy. And we need to show true compassion to women and men facing an unexpected pregnancy. And one of the most important ways that we can show true compassion is by simply asking her, in that very difficult situation, what is she afraid of? And then stepping up as the church does best, right? Because Jesus does things with excellence, I'm pretty sure. So when we ask her what she's afraid of, we're in a position to step up and be the hands and feet of Christ. Despite our best efforts, though, some of the women we serve at Vita will go on to make abortion decisions. And that breaks our heart, of course, because we love her and any child she would conceive. And we sincerely hope that every woman we encounter in that valley of true despair will choose to carry to term. But our love for her must be unconditional. Without unconditional love, we will not be able to affirm the God-given value and inherent dignity of the woman in front of us, right? Our work at VITA includes medical services, parent education, material support, and maternity housing, and our work is so much more than that encounter with a woman in the medical exam room who's there for a pregnancy test. We hope women will not only choose life, and again, this is why our work is so much more than that pregnancy test. We hope that women will not only choose life, we hope they will open themselves up to God's plan for their life and open themselves up to God's plan for their children. That's amazing. We want them to learn by watching us and watching our witness that there is peace and hope and joy when they lean fully into God's plan, even when it's scary. And I heard that this morning so beautifully in your worship here as a church. And that's a journey, right? And journeys take time, right? So sometimes all we can do is be a witness, you know, to what that leaning in looks like. But we got to be there to give them that taste and that witness as well. I want to share with you some real impact stories so you can truly appreciate the importance of this ministry that you're supporting. We had a client, I'll call her Erin, who left an abortion clinic in Madison before her surgical appointment began because the ultrasound that she received revealed that she was the mother of twins. And she left without having that abortion, and she went to the parking lot where she prayed an angry prayer to God. Has anyone ever prayed an angry prayer to God? And she dared God to help her find a way forward. When she got back to the Fox Valley, she was referred by someone to VITA for help. And in her parent education orientation appointment, she broke down and wept because she knew that God's answer to her prayer was VITA. And when we shared with her all of the different ways that we were going to walk alongside of her and support her, she felt the genuine love, the care, and the compassion of Christ himself. She was able to shop in our boutique for cribs, two cribs, diapers, double, clothing, and everything else she needed for her babies. She received free parent education, one-on-one mentoring, and resource coaching. And Erin, like many of the moms and dads in our programming, stayed for that long walk from pregnancy through infancy and into those challenging toddler years, because of that rich, rich relationship that she had with her mentor and the encouragement that she received at VITA. Now, we know that many moms like Erin may feel isolated and lonely, and that's why we've created so many different fellowship opportunities for our parents, like monthly play dates. We have supervised childcare in our center during mentoring sessions, parent support groups. And this is a way for churches to really get involved and engaged because you can host events for our families. What a better way to introduce them to the church than to invite them here, right? VITA Medical Clinic also provides free and confidential pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, STD testing and treatment for men and women, well woman care, including pap, pelvic, and breast exams, sports physicals. We now have young kids and their parents in our medical clinic. Now that was a good idea. Lactation consultation and labor and delivery classes. Our medical clinic, again, real life stories. Our medical clinic helps patients like 15-year-old Mary, who was devastated by the news that she tested positive for an STD and needed the support of a compassionate nurse who said, "Honey, that positive test does not define you." Or Molly, who shared her despair because she wanted to keep the beautiful baby she saw on the ultrasound, but was being pressured by her boyfriend and her parents to have an abortion. In fact, the pressure was so intense that they not only offered to pay for the abortion, they offered her $5,000 to end her pregnancy. Or Beth, who chose the path of a chemical abortion. That's when a woman receives chemical abortion drugs in her mailbox, and she takes them in her home, where she is potentially alone and unsupported. Her bathroom becomes the place where that abortion happened instead of a clinic. It's truly devastating, like it was for that mom. And she came to Vita because she wanted permission to mourn the loss of her child. But she thought because she chose an abortion that she had no right to be forgiven or to heal. And that's not truth, my friends. These stories are representative of literally hundreds of people who come to us each month for help. Hundreds. Some come from out of state. Many come from neighboring communities. We serve a large area in northeast Wisconsin. And all are in various stages of grief, of trauma, despair. But we meet them right where they are, not where we want them to be. Remember, it's a journey. And then there's our brand new maternity home. And I think the last time I was here, I was talking about that. Hang on. So our brand new maternity home program is called Trinity House. And if you haven't heard the story, I'd encourage you to go to our Friends of Vita website and read all about it. But it's truly a place of transformation. At Trinity House, we're able to take a deep dive with the women who we serve into all that goes into being a healthy, happy woman. This is a really exciting new chapter for us, and clearly God, his hand is in it. He has just poured his blessings down upon all of these beautiful women and their babies in our new home. Last year, in our first year of programming, we had 88 inquiries without ever marketing. We conducted 33 intake appointments, and we housed 18 women and their precious children, if you can believe that. I want to share with you just a little bit of a story that we're going to be highlighting this spring in our prayer service and banquet. We're housing a woman at Trinity House who is carrying an incredibly heavy load. She heroically made the decision while pregnant to fight substance use disorder, so that she could be the kind of mom that she wanted to be for her unborn child under very difficult circumstances. And she knew in her heart, as many of the women who we serve do, that sometimes that unexpected little one in your life gives you the reason that you needed to make changes that are lifelong. So unfortunately, her little babe was born early and had to go immediately to the NICU. And this mom reached out to us just days before going into labor, hoping to get into Trinity House. And so we were already in relationship with her and supporting her when that babe was born and rushed to the NICU. And that mom, who delivered here in Green Bay, stayed by her baby's side for that entire first month, barely leaving the hospital. And finally, we were able to convince her to go back and forth between Trinity House and the NICU here in Green Bay so that she could just attend to some of her physical needs and her mental health. But that babe stayed in the NICU for 3 months. And then she brought that baby home to a great celebration at Trinity House with all the moms and the staff and the volunteers who were just waiting to meet that little one. But he's got really significant health needs, including he's not able to eat through his mouth, so he has a feeding tube. So if you can imagine, your ministry at Vita drives that woman weekly to important medical or clinic appointments, sometimes to the emergency room, to feeding specialists, to speech specialists. I mean, I can't even begin to name for you all of the individuals, the different teams that are involved in the care of this little one. Where would that mama be if the Christian community had not stepped up to support her? It's really an incredible story. And guess who is the first to arrive in the kitchen for prayer in the morning? That mama. It's hard to deny the existence of God and his great love for you when his people show up. It is good. The story I just shared is one of many. We have so many to tell you. Beautiful brand new little babies. If you're a mama who likes rocking, Trinity House needs house helpers for sure, volunteers in the home. And I can tell you, I went one night, we try to double up our staff when a new babe comes home so that we can be getting up with mom and baby for the first couple of weeks every time that baby gets up. And just so mom can kind of recuperate from having given birth. And I went and spent the night one night, and as I was rocking that little babe at 3 o'clock in the morning, that little two-day-old babe, I thought, boy, I can't think of a more beautiful way than to worship the God that I love, right? So as you may know, our maternity home expansion interrupted our Green Bay expansion. God said, I'm going to need you to take a sharp right here, but now he's called us back on track. And so as of right now, we've identified 3 locations in Green Bay that I think would all be excellent places for us to land here. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be going over the pros and cons, and then I'm hoping making an offer on one of those buildings. So I wanted to share with you in closing just a little bit of a story about last fall. It ties into our Green Bay expansion so beautifully. I woke up one morning with what I would call a spiritual attack. It was just extreme discouragement because our fundraising goals have gotten bigger and bigger as a direct result of our expansion of our ministry, including our maternity home programming, and now Green Bay on the horizon. There is no doubt in my mind that God is calling us to this program expansion and location expansion, and that his hand and his provision will be there for us. But it is still a little anxiety-provoking. So up until that point, we've grown our donor base right along of services and capacity, but clearly Green Bay is going to mean another large leap of faith. So as I woke up that morning and felt that spiritual attack, I opened up my daily Bible devotion, and of course, what was the title of the devotion that day? What's your relationship with money? And I thought, oh, Lord, you are funny. Okay, all right, what do you got for me? Clearly speaking to me, from Matthew chapter 27, and in that particular chapter, Jesus and Peter are in the temple, and they need to pay the temple tax. And Jesus instructs Peter to go and fish, right? Do you recall that passage? And he promises Peter that he will catch a fish, and in that fish's mouth will be a gold coin, and he can use that gold coin to pay the temple tax. And so I get in the car to go to work, and I'm working on this in my brain, and then we gather our team as we do every morning to pray, and I'm thinking, God does not want me to go and look for the magic fish. That's not the answer here. I had reached the conclusion that what God truly wanted for us was to stay focused on the mission and to fully trust in his provision. I was convicted that God did not call me to fundraise. That's not why he called me to Vita. On the contrary, he called me along with all of you and along with every staff member and volunteer to serve. He called us to serve with great compassion anyone who comes to us for help. And that's where our focus needs to remain to accomplish this incredible task of culture transformation. And one more thing struck me. It also struck me that God told a fisherman, Peter, to fish. Because Peter was equipped to do what the Lord was calling him to do. And we at Vita are equipped. We are equipped. So later that same morning, a couple of members of our board finance committee came to discuss to what degree should we trust in God's provision for Green Bay expansion. What amount of money should we pull from our precious, you know, operating reserve to designate for Green Bay? And I told them how I started my morning. And I told them about the passage that God put in front of me. And we were having this beautiful conversation. And all of a sudden, one of my staff members interrupted us to say, "Ann, there's a phone call. You've got to come and take this. This woman is a first-time donor to VITA, and she says she wants to make a gift of $100,000. Mm-hmm. Well, clearly the timing of the phone call was providential, no doubt. So, of course, I went and took the phone call. I had a lovely conversation with this woman, and I told her that her gift was going to contribute to human transformation, which is beautiful. I mean, we have such a blessing of being able to watch lives truly being changed. And so the next day, I called up our wealth investment advisor because the gift was going to be made in the form of stock. And I told him the story, and I told him about how I felt when I woke up that morning. And he said, "Ann, after you received the phone call, did you feel better? Were you trusting in God's provision?" And I said, "Yes, absolutely, but I'm still a little scared." And he said to me, "Would you feel even better if I told you by the time that that woman called me later in the day, she and her husband had decided to double the gift?" Yes, mm-hmm. Praise God. And so I went and I told my team the exciting news, and they said, one of my team members said, "Ann, don't you remember that gold coin that Peter found in the fish's mouth was twice what they needed to pay the temple tax?" And then I called my finance committee and told them the good news. And one of the finance committee members said, "Ann, don't you remember what I said right before the meeting was interrupted?" And I said, "No, I don't remember at all." And he said to me, "I said out loud, wouldn't we trust in God's provision for Green Bay if only we already had $200,000? Mm-hmm, yep. It's an incredible story, but I'll tell you the ending of the story. I said to my board, that $200,000 isn't going to sit, you know, in our operating reserve because I'm going to need it to pay the bills for the rest of this year. And miraculously, enough donations came in every month that the donations met the expenses. No advance provision, but just enough to pay all of the bills. And I never touched that $200,000. And I know that God wants it for Green Bay, for sure. For sure. So the work we do at VITA is most definitely saving lives. It's saving the lives of all of us who are part of this ministry. It's growing and it's stretching us as well. The needs in the community are so great right now. Again, remember, there are hundreds of people coming to our center every month to be served. That it's imperative that we stay united in this ministry that belongs to Jesus Christ. And so I ask you this morning in closing, just please continue to pray for VITA. Get involved if you have time. We're coming, and I've got all kinds of volunteer descriptions in the back there. We're going to need the good people of the churches of Green Bay to step up and to help us. And please just keep praying. I know Pastor Mike prays for us, but please, I'm asking all of you to pray for us as well. We're going to need help from everything from painting to cleaning. I've already recruited a young man. I don't know where he is today, but he's going to help carry things in and out of the building. So that's beautiful. So stay tuned. We're going to keep you all in the loop. I'd especially love to see you all this spring at our prayer service and our banquet. It's truly a community celebration with more stories like I just shared with you this morning. And I just want to thank you here at this beautiful church for being such good and true friends to VITA, to life. VITA is just the Spanish words for life. So God bless you all, and thank you again for so warmly welcoming me here this morning.
I think you can stay up for just a little bit. Craig O'Connor, if you could come forward. Craig, I'm going to ask you to pray.
Well, church, lots of times I get a question How can I get involved? Today was a great window, because I would view this ministry every bit, if not more, than the church. It's what it's about, helping the body and shining God's grace to the world by that work. You have an opportunity to bless this ministry. We full support it from the leadership here at Living Hope Church. And now you understand why. But it is because of you that we can do it, as a church and as individuals. So take the opportunity and accept the challenge. And as time unfolds, there'll be more information about Green Bay, and there'll be more opportunities. So you already heard the ways you can give financially, prayer, volunteer involvement, and this is truly God at work, and it is truly a light and hope into a world that doesn't have any. So right now, let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the blessing. We thank you for Anne, the staff, the people involved, Lord, letting your light shine. They are feet for the gospel. And it's an encouragement to hear the stories, to see the faces, Father. So I pray right now that everybody in this church, as individuals, would look into their heart and see how they should be involved, whether it's financially, whether it's prayer, whether it's voluntary. But we can all be part of, because we are part of the same body, just different parts. Again, Lord, we just thank you. We pray for her, again, the staff, and you watch over your protection. We pray that they keep the gospel at the center of their ministry, that they trust in you, and they focus on you in all that they do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Worship team could come forward. And if you want to give directly to the bowls, you can come on up and put into the bowls. Or you're going to be in the back, so people can talk with you for a while in the back. Come and ask questions, fire questions at our sister, and just see what Ann has for you.